Welcome to the Intimate Marriage Podcast, where I teach educated, successful couples how to have incredible, passionate relationships so that you can stop compromising and start feeling fully alive in your relationship. I'm your host, Alexandra Stockwell, aka the Intimacy Doctor. I'm a physician and an intimate marriage expert. My husband and I have been married for 26 years. We have 4 children and full professional lives, and we've created an amazing relationship. I've also shown hundreds of couples how to do so as well. If you want to deepen your understanding of your own relationship and learn to access new heights of emotional, sensual, and erotic intimacy, you're in the right place. I will show you how. Now let's dive in. I want to tell you about a former client of mine. Her name is Michelle. That's not her real name, but that's the name I'm going to use. The way that I met Michelle is actually relevant to the story because Michelle was married to Peter. They had 3 children, 2 girls and a boy, and Michelle was really devoted to being a good parent. Her children, particularly one of them, were challenging for her to parent. And so she read as many books as she could, and she followed a lot of parenting experts. And one of these parenting experts that she followed hosted a summit where there were different speakers who shared tips and tools that would contribute to people's parenting journeys. And I was one of the people invited to speak on this summit. And I talked about the importance of your relationship with yourself and your relationship with your partner and how that impacts the family culture and how that impacts the children. So after hearing me speak, she was intrigued and she joined my email list and eventually reached out and became a client of mine. And the reason that I gave that much background is that I want to convey that she was completely devoted to developing herself as a mother. She also was really devoted to being a good wife to Peter. She wanted him to be happy and she wanted to do whatever she could so that he would be happy, he would feel supported, he would feel loved, he would feel that he had chosen her well as a life partner. But she herself, well, she reached out because she wasn't even sure why, but she just liked how I talked about being a woman. And she wanted to access more of that in herself. And this is a woman who had been very particular in choosing the decor in her home. She was very careful about extracurricular activities for her children. As I've already shared, she was very proactive in parenting. And she also knew exactly what her husband, Peter, enjoyed eating, what his favorite activities were for the weekend. In other words, she really had attention on the people that she loved. But as you may imagine, the way I'm sharing this, she didn't have as much attention on herself. And I've experienced what I'm about to share with a lot of women, but it was particularly striking for me with Michelle when I asked her, "What do you desire?" And she didn't know. She just knew she felt kind of hollow and disconnected inside, but she had just assumed that's how it is. And hearing me talk about how wonderful it is to be a woman and to have sensual experiences had really sparked something in her, but she wasn't really aware enough to say more about it. So one of the questions I asked her is, what brings you pleasure? What brings you delight? And I wasn't even referring to sexuality or anything erotic. I was more asking, you know, are there particular flowers in your garden that you like to smell? Is there a particular tea you enjoy drinking? Do you have a favorite fork in terms of the weight in your hand and what it feels like to use it to bring food to your mouth? Are there particular fibers that you like? Do you enjoy wearing something silky or do you prefer something with more weight? Do you like your earrings to dangle or do you prefer studs or posts? Anyway, I'm explaining so you can understand what I was saying. I was not giving her a multiple choice test. I just was asking her, what brings you pleasure? What do you enjoy? And this woman, who could have said so much about what her children enjoy and what her husband enjoys, she looked at me kind of confused, like she had no idea and she didn't know how to know. And I'm going to tell you a little bit more of our coaching journey together. Again, I'm changing details, so even if this woman were to listen, I don't think she would. Well, she would recognize the journey, but so many of the details are changed. I really care a lot about confidentiality, and I want you to know that that's the case. However, the reason that I'm telling you Michelle's story is that she's actually the inspiration for my Desires Awaken the Woman Within program, because she's the one who really taught me how big the gap can be for an extremely high-functioning, loving woman who is able to do so much for the people in her life and still be so disconnected from her desires. So with her, the place that we started was washing her face. Because before she could even access her desires, I wanted to guide her to slow down enough to actually enjoy her sensual experiences. Now, by sensual, I mean experiences that she was having with the use of her five senses: seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, and touching. And so this woman was very busy taking care of all of the people in her life and all of her professional responsibilities as well. But she did wash her face every morning because she knew that was important. And I asked her to describe washing her face, to basically show me, pretend there was a sink in the Zoom screen and show me what it would look like when she washed her face. And sure enough, I really wasn't surprised, but she washed her face the same way she might have been washing the kitchen sink, just like rubbing it. It was a super practical, functional activity. And so our journey began when I invited her to wash her face as though she was touching someone she really cared about. So to enjoy moving her hand around her cheeks, to pay attention to the pressure, to the texture, to the temperature of the water, to how vigorously the pace with which she washed her face. And just that change, washing her face, learning to do it with love, respect, and care for herself, actually was the thing which ultimately opened the floodgates for her to be aware of her own desires. Because once she paid more attention to and honored her own experience, then she was in a position to access her desires. I just want to say that again. Once she paid attention to and honored her own experience, then she began to have access to her desires, which before that, it was like they were locked in a box and the key was thrown away. I knew they were in there because she's a human being. She's a woman. She's got desires. But the way to connect with them involved actually honoring her embodied sense experiences. And that's what opened up her relationship with herself. And based on the whole journey that we went through in coaching together, where eventually she had such joy and more light in her eyes and pleasure. And you can imagine she was much more interested in making love because she actually experienced it and she could feel desire within her. And she was able to receive someone else's touch and not just treat it as something functional. Anyway, many of the lessons that I learned when coaching her, she was one of the first women I coached on how to be a competent woman who's connected with her desire. As I said, I went on and created the curriculum for Desires Awaken the Woman Within. And so I'm telling you about Michelle because if there's anything at all in what I've shared, that sounds familiar, that resonates, if there's any part of your life where you're not actually sure what you want, maybe you know what kind of car, what color of wallpaper you want in the bedroom, what your next promotion at work is going to be, but do you know how you want to feel while you wash your face in the morning? Do you know how you want to be kissed? Do you know exactly what tone of voice you want to use to express your deepest desires? If these are things that you're not sure about and you'd like to explore, enroll in Desires Awaken the Woman Within. It's a do-it-yourself program. It's $297, and it will change your life if you allow it to, because it will open your eyes to your desires, how to make friends with them, how to realize what they are, and how to navigate if you have any kind of shame or a sense that you don't deserve to have what you want. And then my very favorite section in the course is learning how to ask for what you want so it feels absolutely wonderful to give it to you. And I wish I could show you a picture of Michelle before we started coaching and after, because she looked 5 to 10 years younger. There was so much more vitality in her speech. She was excited to share. Whereas when we first started coaching, I'd ask her a question and she'd take it in and really have to think about it because she wasn't sure how she felt or what she wanted. And when we were complete with the coaching, she was almost bubbly sometimes and also very contemplative and deep. She was just right with who she is and the desires that would arise within her. And sometimes she'd honor them and sometimes she wouldn't, but it wasn't for lack of knowing what they are or lack of courage to navigate the realm of desire and sensuality and connection and tenderness. So again, if this resonates with you, please sign up for the course and open up your life. Expand it in a way nobody else is going to know, but in a mysterious way, everyone else is going to experience it because you're going to have more energy, more joy, more vulnerability, more tenderness, more open-heartedness, more gratification, more clarity. And ultimately, more efficiency in your life, because there's a certain kind of confusion that is present when we don't know what we want that just falls away when the beauty of your desires are known to you. Thank you for joining me on this episode of the Intimate Marriage Podcast. If you're ready to deepen your relationship and create a truly intimate, delicious, and vibrant marriage, head over to alexandrastockwell.com and choose the program that's right for you.